This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we know, as we look ahead to the draft a little bit, like locally, this is not a name that's going to factor in. Maybe he ends up in the division, I guess, but not factor in for the Chiefs roster. I'm talking about Travis Hunter. Going to be one of the top picks.
I asked Matt Miller about him because he's a super intriguing guy.
Sure, and maybe he could end up in Las Vegas. So it might be someone that we see a lot. Hopefully not, because I think Travis Hunter is a heck of a player. But where does he play? Is he only playing corner? Is he only playing wide receiver? Lindsay Rhodes was on the Zach Gelb Show, which is on our Infinity Sports Network, part of the Odyssey family. And she was talking about how there's some NFL owners that are going to be trying to force, maybe via ownership, Travis Hunter on one side or the other.
Everyone thinks he's a better corner. At least that seems to be consensus, right? When you talk to people, they like rate him out. He's a very good wide receiver. But I think that from talking to people, my sense was that they thought like really good corners are harder to find than like where he would fit into the wide receiver landscape. And so he could provide a team with more value at that position. Charles Davis, who works for NFL Network and CBS and will be on the draft desk for NFL Network, made, I think, a very interesting point, which is that ownership tends to get involved at this time of year. And the people who score touchdowns sell tickets and are exciting. And so maybe that kind of tilts him to a team viewing him in that way. I think if you do a split, it's probably more, it makes more sense to have him play primarily corner and then go out for a couple of packages as a wide receiver. It's hard for me to view the opposite happening. If you can sell him as a two-way player, and this is the thing that makes him generational, and like if an owner feels like they can sell tickets on that, and then there's pressure to use him in that way, I think that also leads me to corner with a smattering of wide receiver, because you also need it to work.
That seems to be the consensus thought, that he's playing way more corner in the NFL, and it's way easier to have him play corner and design special packages for wide receiver versus play wide receiver and then we're going to have like a defensive package for you. That doesn't make as much sense.
Why not just let him be a full two-way player?
I think it's the challenge
to do it.
Yeah, I think it's the challenge of that's what makes you generational, right? If that's the case. And I think, this much as everybody made about the snap count in college, doing that in an NFL game against the best in the world, 17 games.
Yeah.
Now, look, maybe he can do that the first year or two of his career. I don't know. Like, but you can't do that your whole career. I just think it's too challenging to play those kind of snaps at that level. It's one thing to do it in the Big 12 in Colorado or when you're playing North Dakota State early on in the year. Yeah. I don't think you can do that. And my guess is that's part of the NFL, like, consensus thought on it must just be that they don't believe he can play those kind of snaps at this level.
I mean, but why not find out? Like, I'm sure there, you know, for the longest time in baseball, they stopped believing someone could play two ways like Shohei.
Right.
And I'm not just saying that because Travis Hunter said what he's doing is harder than Shohei Ohtani, which you and I don't agree with, but that's fine. It's just, yeah, very few players will ever be given an opportunity or should be given an opportunity to do both at a full-time level. He did both at a full-time level in college. Why not find out? And we all agree, in college, he played Power 4 conference football and was like a 1,300-yard, 10-touchdown receiver, and then played, not, they don't call it, what's the version of All-Pro? I mean, Heisman
All
level.
All-American.
All-American. All-American corner to go with it. So why not find out? Imagine for this. This might be the single greatest draft pick you ever make. You get a full-time, for one pick, you can get a full-time wide receiver and a full-time corner. I feel like I'd take the chance.
They're just flat out saying that he's not that, though. Like, I hear you. I just don't think they believe his body can hold up doing that. And you're saying, like, why not find out? I guess
It's held up so far.
Yeah, the question is like, find out what's not finding out that he gets hurt. Like, how do you not? How do you find out he
if
can't?
If the injuries begin, then you can limit the other position. Yeah. You know?
That's risky. Though,
like if Shohei Ohtani keeps getting an arm injury, he can just hit.
Yeah, we're talking about a top five pick. Like you can end up, you know, truly screwing up somebody's career. I think
the swing is the other side. What if you're right? He can play both.
I think corner, and then let's say, especially if he goes to the right place. You know, who knows who ends up drafting him? But is it? Are we talking about a package where he plays 15 snaps on offense, or are we talking about he plays five? You know, I don't like what's that. If it's 15 snaps, I think he can have a huge impact on the game still offensively. You know, I'm not just saying do jet sweeps with Travis Hunter. You know, I'm actually talking about some routes.
Yeah, he knows how to run a route. You don't have to just do like gimmicky nonsense.
What about the part where she said that was Lindsay Rhodes talking to Zach Gelb on the Zach Gelb show, where she mentioned, hey, NFL owners, they want to sell some tickets. Could there be an owner? And the only owner I can think of, Jerry Jones, would be the owner. We're like, no, I'm telling you, he's playing offense.
He'd have to move up to get him.
It would have to be like Jerry Jones would do that. You know, would a Mark Davis in Las Vegas, because I think the Raiders might end up drafting him. Oh, yeah. Would a Mark Davis be like, hey, we're in Vegas, entertainment capital of the world. He's playing offense, Pete.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance of that. Honestly, a pretty fun way to do it. And again, some of this is about selling tickets. Like if you're in Jacksonville or Vegas. Vegas doesn't have trouble selling tickets right now.
Travis Hunter feels like such a Jacksonville pick, doesn't it?
I
saw Jordan Reed came out with one for ESPN, and he has him going to the Patriots. I don't think Robert Kraft is letting him.
I mean, Travis Hunter with Drake May, and you signed Cooper Kupp in the offseason, and all of a sudden Drake May has Cooper Kupp and Travis Hunter has a special package. Yeah. I mean,
him and Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah. I don't hate that.
It's a good combo. It's a good fit, I'd say that.